The 100-Minute Bible, Episode 49, The Young Church, Daily Life. The letters written by Paul and others contain much practical advice about how Christians, living in a world which was often uncomprehending and hostile, should conduct themselves in daily life. They were to abstain from foolish and damaging speech, from drunkenness and dissipation, from coarse and flippant talk, from envy and contention, from anger and selfish ambition, from greed and from retaliation for harm done to them, from sexual relations outside marriage. They were to be patient under persecution. The wealthy among them were to remember the impermanence of riches, to repent of their misuse, and to be generous in well-doing. They were to fill their minds with thoughts which were true, noble, just, pure, loving, attractive, excellent, and admirable. Christians were to regard every other Christian, no matter what his or her status or background, as a brother or sister, equally entitled to respect, love, and care in times of need. They were to be tolerant of disagreements about religious practice. They were to be peaceable citizens, praying for their rulers and being obedient to authority. Men should love their wives in the same way that Christ loves his church, and treat their children and their slaves with justice and kindness. Wives should be obedient to their husbands and modest in their appearance and behaviour. Children and slaves should be obedient and diligent. Generous hospitality was a duty. Paul illustrated the Christian life in action in a letter to his Christian friend Philemon. One of Philemon's slaves, Onesimus, had run away and met Paul and had become a Christian. Paul sent him back to Philemon, asking him to forgive Onesimus his offences and to receive him as a brother. Above all, the Christian life should be infused with love. Christians should love each other because God is love. God showed his love by sending his Son as a sacrifice for our sins, in order to give us eternal life. Christians know that they live in him and he in them because he has given his Holy Spirit to them. The gift and the seal of the Spirit is love. Anyone who lives in love lives in God, and God lives in him. Love does away with fear of judgment, but anyone who claims to love God while hating a fellow Christian is deceiving himself. Whoever loves God must love his fellow Christians too. This was taken from the books of Romans, Ephesians, Philippians, 1 Timothy, James, 1 Peter, Philemon, and 1 John.